in other countries, men are gathering to explore what it might be like to become consciously masculine. Groups of men are seeking to understand how the masculine archetypes of the king, warrior, magician, and lover can be accessed in a mature and generative way. It is much too early to say where this contemporary ferment among men will take us. Perhaps one day the movement will seem as silly, reactive, and shallow as its eager detractors represent it to be. We will continue, though, to indulge our hopes that this will not be the case. Cynicism will never bring us the power we need to face our planetary challenges. Our hope is that more and more men will respond to the inner urge to maturity, and in so doing, make themselves available to serve the world. We offer this book as an aid to those men who think, with Blake, that Earth might be fair, if we can realize a universal brotherhood of Eden. Many of us remember the Kennedy years and our fantasies of Camelot. We thrilled to JFK's admonition that we can do better. Certainly we know politicians deceive us when they try to present themselves as the expected one. But we believe the voice these men are echoing is a real voice, resonating within each of us, and one which, if properly heeded, will begin to lead us in the blessing way.